Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
And for our final trick tonight, we reminisce.
Let someone die again?
No. What do you mean again?
Well, Quincy Jones just died.
Oh. No.
Thanks for listening to our program.
I host the program.
Doesn't mean you
Were you paying attention when Quincy Jones passed?
I was. And you know what? I don't think we did a good enough job of eulogizing the great Quincy Jones.
We barely did anything.
If I'm being honest. Eulogize. I think we turned it into some sort of conversation about, I don't know, Thanksgiving or something.
Did we?
Yeah.
I guess there's a Netflix documentary on him.
He's greatness. Anyway, I'm talking about a famed grade school video game called Oregon Trail.
Oh, I loved the Oregon Trail.
Love.
Now, the question becomes, did you guys play the Oregon Trail even though you weren't in Oregon?
Yes.
Yeah?
I played the Oregon Trail in computer class in elementary school.
Yeah. I loved it.
We did not.
Yeah?
No.
Kansas.
It was big. It was a big deal because when you got to play it in computer class, like, you never got a chance to finish, and so everyone was always devastated when they didn't get to the end of the Oregon Trail.
We played the Oregon Trail and Odell Lake. Those are the two games that we played on our Apple computers with the green screen.
Yeah, did you always load up on way more ammo and do way more hunting than you needed to and then get, like, 8,000 pounds of bison that you could only carry 25?
No, that was kind of lame because I was all about trying to ford the Columbia River, man. I wasn't into this whole macho, let's shoot as many things as possible. No, man, it was about surviving.
Well, I was.
And I took it personally when family members didn't make it. I didn't like it when someone got dysentery and died. Someone broke a leg. It was like, no, man.
Cholera gets the baby.
Everyone's getting to the great upper left, man. Took that seriously.
Well, we may have had it. I don't remember it.
You don't remember? So have you never played it?
Do you get, like, Oregon Trail game references?
Yes.
When they say, like, your oxen has died and stuff like that?
Yes, I do. Somewhere along the line, I played it. I just don't remember it being a big thing.
Yeah.
They tried to shield us from your hippie bullcrap back there.
This was very STEM forward.
No, you're right, it was. But I remember it, but not vividly, so I don't know. Of course, I don't remember much of anything.
No. That was always one of those that was a big deal. When we go to computer lab once a week,
yeah,
and you had to, like, learn to do something stupid, and then if you got through whatever your bullcrap assignment was, you got to play. But you could never again. It was BS. Because,
you'd make it to Chimney Rock, and that was that.
Yeah, you'd never had enough time to finish the Oregon Trail.
Is it possible that I'm just a hair older?
I think
maybe
it is possible that it wasn't the thing yet.
Yeah, it wasn't
like 3 years
thing.
Older than me. No.
No, I think
well,
3 years
is... Well, but just with the sliding doors of, like, the release, like, if it came out when Suk was in elementary and Rop was in middle school...
I think that's
how
right.
old are you, Buck?
I'm 39.
No, BS. Because I'm
3 40, years is a long time.
I'm 40. There's 7 years between me and him. Why did I play it
Because... Well, I think I played it. I'm just saying, I think Buck's right that it wasn't as... It hadn't caught on. It was new when I was that young.
Hmm.
And then I grow out of it because I'm... a badass, and then you dopes.
You're over there getting girls, and the rest
That's
of us
right.
are over there, you know, hunting
on,
for beef. You're getting a different kind.
I'm spraying on Axe body spray and Drakkar cologne to go pick up some hots.
I was more of a cool water man myself, but, you know, I get it. I understand where you're coming from.
So I think that maybe, I don't know, we'd have to go back and look at the, you know.
I'm looking at the different versions of the game. Yeah. It looks like it first came out in 71, but it didn't. Yeah. It wasn't available on, like, Apple and DOS until, like, 85 and 90.
Well, there you go. That would explain it right there, because I would have been 10 and 85 and moved on to HOTS by 87.
No, I loved me some Oregon Trail.
At any rate, what I'm telling you is that the Hollywood Reporter first to reveal that Apple is developing a movie based on the Oregon Trail.
I heard that.
The original computer game set in 1848, giving players the opportunity to channel the thousands who travel on a wagon from Independence at Wagon Road from Independence, Missouri to Oregon's Willamette Valley.
Now, checking me if I'm wrong, but isn't that just you're basing a movie on the Oregon Trail.
Yes.
I mean,
you're not really doing it based on the game unless you're doing.
Yeah.
My guess is they spend time at certain landmarks that you stop at in the game, too.
Yeah, but like, maybe, because again, if you're doing it, like.
It's not like you're following a script here.
Yeah. Unless.
Stock up at the general store before you go out, get Ma, Pa, and the kids.
I just don't know how you would make a thing about the video game when you're just making it about the Oregon Trail.
Yeah. Can't really do that the game.
Well,
I'd watch it.
According to Hollywood Reporter, the film inspired by the game is in its early development phase. Will Speck and Josh Gordon, the multi-hyphenates behind films like Blades of Glory and The Switch with Jennifer Aniston, are set to direct and produce. Mm. The Lucas brothers are slated to write the screenplay. They wrote Judas and the Black Messiah.
That was a really good movie.
Similar to Barbie, the Oregon Trail movie is also expected to include its own original musical numbers.
Oh, boy.
So, they're doing something quirky with this, then? It doesn't sound...
Kind of like La La Land?
Maybe?
So as you're crossing and someone's dying of dysentery, there's going to be a I'm Just Ken number? Interesting.
I don't know. I'm sure it'll be bad, but...
I don't know. I mean, some of those are like Jesus and the Black Messiah was great. Barbie was a big success. I mean, I don't know. Maybe it'll be decent. But it does seem weird that this doesn't sound like a traditional movie about, because you would think that just a story of a family or a community going on the Oregon Trail would be pretty badass. You could make a great movie, Christian Bale style, with that. But they may be trying to take a little bit of a lighthearted poke at this.
Yeah. All right.
Also, I would like to point out that the Oregon Lab computer adventure led to the greatest ass-kicking that I've ever seen. When did you have the one kid that was, like, in charge of the computers? Like, he was, like, the computer guy?
See, again, I'm just a little bit older. We didn't really have a computer.
I kind of know what you're talking about. He's like the class aide kind
of. We had a kid named JP. I forget what his last name was, but he was whatever you think of like a 1980s nerd into computers, it would be him. And he was like captain of the computer lab. He knew more probably than the person in charge of the computer lab. So he was like the teacher's aide, and he would be very snarky, you know, about, because no one knew anything about computers. And so he would kind of talk down to you. And he talked down to a Latino gal who was very much into the Latino gang kind of. They wore like the baggy dickies and like white beaters, you know, that, you know, the big eye makeup. And she uncorked the greatest ass beating that I've ever seen in the history of the school fight
game. JP got it, huh?
Oh,
well, is that because he couldn't really fight back? Because
he weighed like 104 pounds,
and so she just whipped.
She was like a, you know. But didn't you all have that gal that hung out with kind of like the gang? That she was just a bigger.
We had some tough gals.
Yeah,
but they would only fight other girls.
Oh no! He said something snarky. She said something. He said, and he was always a very snarky kid. And I literally felt bad for him because no one. Like, everyone was just, like, in awe. I mean, she beat his ass. And I'll never forget that in computer lab.
What do you think that did for him?
It was not good. I think he left...
It ruined his life?
I think it ruined his life. Like...
I saw one of those ones.
Well, either that, I'll tell you what. He's not going to mouth off to anyone about computers anymore. Yeah, you saw one of those where it's a life changer?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was at a party in high school. It wasn't a girl. It was two dudes, but... I've told you about him. His name's Chad Dodge. He was the biggest bully in school, and he absolutely demolished this kid. I mean, I still have the sound of his. Well, I don't need to describe too much. It was really bad to the point where I think he was permanently maimed, and I had to testify in court with all the other kids and everything. Like, Dodge kicked the crap out of that dude, ruined his life.
Yeah, it's a game changer.
Did Dodge ruin his own life too?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I was never friends with the guy. He was a douchebag. But I have seen him on LinkedIn, and he seems to be, out of prison.
That's good.
I don't think he ever did time or anything. It was juvies. But he's got a life.
Well, I'll just say that...
Hopefully he's very remorseful.
JP never recovered. I mean, he wasn't a well-liked kid to begin with, but he never... You can't come back from getting your ass kicked by a girl. Not like that.
Not in front of everyone like
Not
that.
In front of everybody. Yeah. And then, of course, the story spread, and it was... He was done. I think he left like the next year, either moved or transferred schools or whatever. And it was, you know, I don't think he had a great experience anyways, but man, I wish I could remember what that girl's name was, but good Lord, it was vicious.
All right. We'll wrap it up next on The Fan.